read the second hadith in this chapter of the importance of following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith was that Irbaz ibn Sariyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that on one occasion Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a bayan, a book talk, in which it was so effective that tears were flowing from the eyes of everyone, the hearts were trembling. So the Sahaba said, it looks like a farewell sermon, so give us some departing advice. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I make wasiyah to you of taqwa, the fear of Allah, and to be obedient to the Amir, even if it is a black Abyssinian slave. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned further that those who will live after me will see a lot of ikhtilaf and differences. At such a time, follow the sunnah and the sunnah of the Khulafai Rashideen and hold on firmly onto it like you hold on to something with your back teeth, the molars. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam warned of new things that will be brought into deen and said that every new thing is a dalala, is misguidance and will lead a person towards Jahannam. Further, in the explanation of this hadith, where it comes, hold on onto it with your teeth, indicates to a firm grip. It could also mean that one should exercise patience during times of turmoil, just as one who is in pain bites his teeth. That is, we should hold firm onto the sunnah at all times, and especially when people are changing the deen and bringing new things in deen, at that time it is even more important. And we should hold on to it firmly, like holding on to something with the molars, with the nawajis, the back teeth. Further, in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam foretold the differences and disunity in the ummah, that there will be ikhtilaf and differences in the ummah. So this is just wishful thinking, as many people say that the ulama must get together behind closed doors and iron out their differences. That can never happen. The Quran Sharif is also explicit on it, and this is a test from Allah to see. Allah makes these things to happen as a test for us, that who will follow the right and who will follow the wrong. Just like in an exam paper, if you are to ask a certain question and you are given the option whether it's this is the right thing or that is the right thing. So if there is only one option, the right thing, then there is no test. If there are two options, three options, four options, then you are tested that are you going to follow the right, mark the right block, or are you going to mark the wrong block. But if there are no options, there is only one, the right option, then there is no test. So Allah has made it that there will be differences, and this is to see who will follow the right and who will follow the wrong. And on both sides, always there will be people who will pursue and follow the right and the wrong. So the disunity, it will always end. Disunity, ikhtilaf, differences are not only in deen. Doctors also have differences. Lawyers also have differences. Business people also have differences. In every matter there are differences. Allah has made the human being and his mind such that we don't all agree on one thing. We all have different opinions, we have different tastes also. If we were all the same, then we all should look exactly the same. We shouldn't be able to differentiate one from the other. All our houses should look the same. All the cars we drive should be the same. All the food that we eat, the same food every day, all the time. What should life be? With the differences there are, that makes all the difference in life. So if there wasn't these differences, then what should life be? So there will be differences all the time. This was part of the comprehensive knowledge granted to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah had informed him that this will happen. He would narrate such matters in general terms to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and explain details thereof to selected Sahaba like Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Hazrat Abu Huraira. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about these differences should explain generally to the Sahaba. Like in this hadith that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there will be differences. And then specific differences, like even the martyrdom of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had foretold that this will happen. But that he confined to certain sahaba and they informed the ummah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not inform the whole ummah. But things like, for example, Dajjal, the fitna of Dajjal, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed the whole ummah about that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised that in times of differences and problems, we should hold on to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the ways of the rightly guided khulafa. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that these problems will come. There will be ikhtilaf and differences. And he gave us the solution also. That just hold on firmly to my sunnah, the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the sunnah of the Khulafai Rashidin. Whoever will do that will be safe. So it is very clear our direction. During these times of so much of differences in the ummah, we must just hold as far as we can firmly onto the sunnah and don't go for new things like spreading Islam on YouTube, on TV, man and woman mixing the Abrahamic Accord and all the meeting with the other church and religious people. All those things, we should not follow all those. We should follow the one proper sunnah. In our era, ulama have stated that it is not permissible to follow any way other than that codified by the four illustrious imams, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi, and Hazrat Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi. In our times, what is called the Ahl Sunnah of Al Jama'ah, the four madhhabs, we must hold firmly on to that. Salafiism, all the Shias, Qadianis, all modernism, all people who bring new things, we should stay completely away from that. We must follow according to the four madhhabs. The reason for this is that the four madhahib propounded by these imams are based on the Quran, Sunnah, and the way of the rightly guided khulafa, the way of the what we call the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. What does Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah mean? Ahl means family, the family of Sunnah. That is those who follow the Sunnah and imbibe in them the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And wal Jama'ah, Jama'atul Sahaba, who follow the Jama'at of the Sahaba, the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the lives of the Sahaba. That is Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and that is what we must follow. Salvation for us in this life also, and more importantly, in the life of the year after. Allah has confined it to this. And we should not opt for new things in deen, in religion. Any deen also is the old deen, and the method of making khidmat of deen, propagating deen, is also the old method. For that also there are no new methods of TV, of video, etc. We must use the old methods which are acceptable and which do not, all the methods which do not go against the laws of Sharia, like using photography, etc., music, etc., women to propagate Islam to all men and women, mixed gatherings, etc. So all those things are totally haram in Islam. And by that, Islam won't spread, fitna will spread, evil will spread by that. May Allah give us the proper understanding of deen and to stand up for deen and the true principles of deen. Wa akhiru da'wana.